Many of you in private practice are probably starting to hear about the alternative payment system being proposed by the American Physical Therapy Association. Lots of questions. It's probably one of the areas that I receive the most response to is, what does this mean for us in private practice? If you'll stay tuned, we have two experts with us today from Rehab Management Solutions on this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Promised, we are back with Connie Ziccarelli. She is a principal and chief operating officer of Rehab Management Solutions. Connie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you.
And joining you is Jody Woodward, and Jody is billing and reimbursement director, and I'm going to throw in specialist for Rehab Management Solutions. Both of you have been highly involved in tracking and monitoring the alternative payment system. So I want to welcome you also, Jody, and appreciate both of you taking the time to be here today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, so, all right, we're all trying to anticipate, what does the future hold? What's coming? We have each week here on PT Talker, we're trying to see if we can get a lay of the land and add expertise for our listeners. And I thought it might be interesting to maybe go away from the treatment side and bring in Connie and Jody, who could talk to us a little bit about, what is this alternative payment system? What's it all about? So, Connie, I'm going to first turn to you and just ask you, can you give us a general overview of what you believe the APS is? And we'll go from there.
Sure. The alternative payment system, as it's defined by the APTA, and again, you can go to APTA.org and look at this same information. But the goal is to have a reform payment methodology for outpatient physical therapy services that improves the quality of care, recognizes and promotes clinical judgment of the physical therapist, and also provides policymakers and payers with an accurate payment system that ensures integrity of the medical necessity of the physical therapy services.
Okay, so that sounds great, but what do we have now? How is this different?
This is different because we report our services now by CPT coding, CPT codes, where you have your evaluation and reevaluation code, and then each intervention has its own CPT code associated with it. What they're looking to do is turn the reporting mechanism of our services into approximately 12 codes that would consist of 3 evaluation codes and 9 examination and intervention codes, where the physical therapist would conduct an evaluation and examination, and in some cases intervention on the same day, and they would be reported by a number based on the severity that the patient is presenting versus time-based codes or non-time-based codes, talking about each specific intervention.
Okay, so this plan, in essence, is this going to, maybe I'll just direct this to you, Jody, is this plan going to make it easier or add more difficulty to the people with your job who are trying to keep track and make every patient fit into specific CPT codes?
I think in the beginning it'll cause some work. There'll be some training and education and a whole new system to learn from a billing standpoint, as well as updating billing systems. In the end, however, it will eliminate the code choice and a lot of the associated edits that we tend to have to deal with now, and it'll definitely eliminate the bundling that happens with some of the payers at this point. So I think it will ease the billing portion at the end.
Now, are typically in clinics, are the therapists the ones choosing the CPT codes?
Yes.
Okay. So, Connie, that's going to go away, correct?
that will go away somewhat. There'll still be some code choices, and in this case, they would be a number system, and I could go through that if you like, but they would have to choose a code that represents the complexity and the severity of the presentation. So the code choices would be like limited complexity, moderate, and significant. So it's going to be up to the physical therapist to really document what the patient, where the patient is and what that patient is presenting so that they can put it into the scale.
Right.
Now, the scale seems to be very subjective so far. One person's interpretation of moderate may be different from another therapist's interpretation of moderate. That's where we're going to have to really work as a discipline to get our documentation and elements of our documentation evident so that we can assign the a proper level code to the patient's plan of care.
Right. Now right now, this model is, I don't know if that's the right way to refer to it, but the alternative payment system proposal, we're in just the beginning phases. Tell us about what the process is going to be as far as trying to get this approved or accepted or whatever the right vernacular is.
Sure. Well, the APTA has outlined a great timeline. You know, from the starting of it, from conceptually back in March of 2011, to you know getting the initial discussion started and the concept vetting, all of that happening through March of 2012. So we're right now in the middle phases of just finding out if this is even feasible, and then it will go into a proposal development. Which is, you know, looking at potential budget implications, really starting to talk with payers and work with providers and possible consultants, all the way through to the proposal implementation, which could be as soon as 2014, and that really is around the corner, with a full planned implementation in 2015 where, you know, CMS has adopted this and AMA has adopted this and private payers and workers' comp are really starting to get on board with this concept.
So so are you seeing positive response from all of the stakeholders, or are there some challenges that lie ahead? And because my understanding is APTA has come out and said, we think this is a better system, but they're not necessarily affiliating with any, with the, you know, physicians or anyone else. This is an initiative driven by APTA, correct or wrong?
From my understanding, that is correct. You know, there's guiding principles that, you know, are in this idea of an alternative payment system, you know, such as clinical, you know, making the model will recognize clinical reasoning and decision-making by the physical therapist. It will affiliate, you know, facilitate and promote reporting of measures and make the ease of electronic health records better. So there are quite a few principles, in fact, 10 of them, that they're really trying to use as the lantern to put this in place. Now, will this translate into physicians using this? I can't imagine that, because the whole idea is that this is a reporting system for physical therapy services. Will other disciplines use it? I don't believe so. It will be very challenging to see how the legislatures and the lawmakers adopt this, because sometimes that's the hardest to turn is the status quo. And
right.
CPT has been there. CPT is ingrained. I think it's our universal language of reporting medical services, and it's just not physical therapy that CPT reports. It's every service
right.
done in the healthcare system. So to carve out a niche called physical therapy and say we're going to change now to 12 codes, and these 12 codes will not look like CPT, they will not be CPT, it will be very interesting how the lawmakers and CMS all adopt this, because they're going to have to change their systems for a small piece of the medical dollar, which is physical therapy.
Yeah, but and we all know the challenges the physical therapy industry had just in as far as laws and direct access, as an example. So we all know this isn't going to be a smooth skate. But my goodness, what an awesome thing for our industry to take on and to be different, think outside the box, and try and be better I have to applaud, you know, you guys and the APTA, everybody that is contributing to making this plan work. It's amazing.
I think that is a great statement, because it really highlights and emphasizes that physical therapists do think out of the box. They are generally a person that wants to make a difference, and to come together, you know, as a group, as an organization, to say, hey, we have an idea that would make our services report better and have you understand what we're doing better with the patient, I think is just, it's just fabulous.
Right. Now, I want to turn quickly, in the amount of time we have left, rehab management solutions. You're obviously at the forefront. You're paying attention. You're involved. You're trying to understand how this alternative payment system might affect your organization, and I applaud you for that. Do you have any advice for the PT in the trenches, any of your employees, the typical physical therapist seeing medial epicondylitis this afternoon at 3 o'clock? Is there anything they can do to try and get ready for this, or is this pretty much going to be an administrative thing for the people like Jody of the world coming down? Or is there just any advice for local physical therapists?
Yes, you know, no matter if this goes through, if this doesn't go through, if CMS, extends our cap, if CMS puts on a $3,700 manual audit on our services, what it boils down to the therapist in the trenches with that patient, is documentation. And if you spend your time in making sure that your documentation is defendable, the elements that are necessary to pay claims now and to support medical necessity and skilled care will be there in the future. So you can't worry about something that hasn't happened, and you can only control what you can control. So control your documentation, control how you write your goals, and you put everything back into function, and you're really painting that picture of success in your documentation for that patient. Not only will that help you today, that'll help you with payers, that'll help you with CMS, and you know what? Whatever payment methodology comes down the pike, it's going to be based on documentation, so you'll be ready for it. So it's really about keeping your house in order, because anything that comes along will all be based on that charting and that documentation.
That sounds like excellent advice. That's a good no matter what happens, but especially as you mentioned earlier, the therapists are going to be required to defend a moderate to severe kind of a classification, which my understanding is that's not something that they would do on a routine basis right now, as far as defending to the insurance company.
Correct, but not in that fashion.
Yeah.
But the insurance company is looking at documentation and pulling out from documentation if they feel it is severe or moderate or, less complexity. So it's really about painting that picture in your documentation of how that patient presents in that kind of, moderate to severe complexity.
Very good, very good. Jody, anything, we're just seconds left, but Jody, anything else you want to add just from the what maybe people that are wearing your hat might be able to do at their end as far as the typical physical therapy company, anything they should be doing to get ready?
I think at this point the most important thing is just to stay in the know. Keep yourself informed and educated of what's happening, and as it progresses, just make sure that your billing house is in order and you stay up on your current events.
So to do that, they can go to one of you gave the website for the APTA's site. Can you give that again?
Sure.
It was APTA.org.
Okay. And then look up, somehow search then alternative payment system, or will that pop right up?
They can go right in the search box and type alternative payment system.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, Connie Ziccarelli. She is Chief Operating Officer and Principal for Rehab Management Solutions, a friend of PT Talker. We love Rehab Management Solutions. And she is joined by her peer, Jody Woodward, who is the Billing and Reimbursement Director. I want to thank both of you ladies for joining us today. Really valuable information. I know our listeners will find it helpful.
Thank you, Jeff, for having us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And what I'd like you to raise your right hand and agree to do is that you'll come back and join us again as we continue to hit those milestones with the APT app. I'm sure you're going to learn more, know more, and be able to share more with our listeners. So I will keep you on the expert list so that we can invite you back. Would you agree to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
We've got you on tape now. So, all right. So thank you to our listeners who are out there spreading the word about that it is always free to subscribe to PT Talker at www.pttalker.com, where we try and bring you experts in our industry who will help you to help someone get well today, we hope, and remind you that previous episodes can be found on iTunes, just like the big guys. So feel free to spread the word about PT Talker and stay tuned for another episode next week when we'll be bringing you expertise on something in the world of physical therapy. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.